RRS, Museo Reina Sofia Radio.
Inaudible.
Inaudible. Parque del Retiro, Palacio de Cristal, Museo Reina Sofía, del 13 de marzo al 31 de agosto de 2014. Espléndido Hotel, Dominique González Forster.
There are several reasons that brought me to the idea of turning it into the Splendid Hotel, and they're somehow connected to the year in which the Palacio de Cristal was built, 1887. It's not at all nostalgia for the past, or it's a time travel in the sense of exploring the future as much as the past, but it's not a nostalgia. It's also about radicality and radical ideas. It's not just a comfortable space, but there is also all these books and also this empty room that are like open questions to a different way of representing, of writing, of to a much more radical art. Some of them were written in 1887, like L'Edad de Cristal, The Age of Crystal, which is an amazing science fiction book, but also this interior monologue, Les lauriers sont coupés, by Dujardin, which is from 1887. Then there are some books by writers born in 1887. There are books that include somehow in the narration a Crystal Palace. There is Dostoevsky's Memorias del Subsuelo, which is criticizing the Crystal Palace. There is a book by Enrique Villamatas. There is also some theater by Chekhov, written at that time. A book by Jean Genet, which is called Splendid Hotel. So, you know, the bibliography is there, grouped to form even a new book, you know. You're inside something which has been fictionalized and still with limited elements. Like, it's not a hyper-realistic, it's still a very metabolized set of references. It's more about finding the signs and the structure and the archetypes that allow this trip rather than faking something. It's also funny to imagine a hotel which has no rooms except a forbidden room, you know, which is more like a time capsule, and you don't know exactly what it contains. There will be surprises in this room. It's really the part I cannot speak about, but if you come by several times, it might change. Like a stage for something that have happened, might happen, will happen,